Back to the Labour Court today for Aer Lingus Management and the Irish Airline Pilots Association in a bid to find a solution to their ongoing pay dispute. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan joins us. Back to the Labour Court. Brian, this is a bitter dispute now. It seems pretty deadlocked. There's a lot of work for the Labour Court to do.
Absolutely, Mary. A huge amount of work to do here, such as the gap that still exists between these two sides. People, of course, will be well aware that just last week alone, there were a couple of attempts to resolve this bitter dispute, but they ended without agreement. Last Tuesday, the Labour Court held separate talks with management and pilots, but then very quickly advised them that it would not be intervening at that time, but that it would review the matter in July. And true to its word, on this, the 1st of July, the Labour Court will be meeting with both sides again today. Now, at last week's Labour Court session, Aer Lingus went in the morning and IALPA went in the afternoon. Today, slightly different. The two sides are due to arrive at the same time this afternoon. We understand there may be some sort of face-to-face engagement initially before they go their separate ways for individual talks. If there's any hope of resolution, there will have to be movement from both sides, and that big, big gap will have to be narrowed. The pilots seeking a pay rise of up to 24%, which they say reflects the impact of inflation since their last wage increase in 2019. Aer Lingus saying there'll have to be agreement and movement on productivity and flexibility in return for any pay increases that go beyond the 12.25% increase that has already been agreed with other groups of workers at the company. Now, IALPA rejects the idea of any new work practices, saying that that would amount to members having to pay for their own pay increase. So, as we said, Mary, a lot of work to do at the Labour Court today to bridge that gap.
Any possibility maybe of goodwill gestures on either side? As a sign maybe that we'd be watching for, that these talks might be getting onto a firm footing.
I suppose the first bit of movement we started to see, I think, was last Thursday when there was face-to-face talks between management and unions. Unfortunately, after a couple of hours, those talks broke down. And what you saw at that point was word starting to emerge that IALPA, the pilots' union, said it was willing to soften that 24% pay demand. But then it accused Aer Lingus of refusing to move at its end. Aer Lingus then coming out saying, yeah, but their concessions were pretty minimal and we're still looking for movement on that flexibility and on that productivity. And of course, throughout all of this, the victims here are the travelling public. 392 flight cancellations so far. That cancellation number will continue to go up. And I think if we see today's talks fail, we will see an escalation of industrial action. Because remember, on Thursday, after those face-to-face talks failed, IALPA went off to seek permission from its parent union, FORSA, to ramp up its industrial action, which presumably would have led to more strike action. FORSA paused that decision because that Labour Court invite came in and because they decided to go back to talks today. But that is, of course, in the background, the looming prospect of further strike action and further disruption for passengers.
Brian O'Donovan, we'll hear from you throughout the day.